Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The stat that I saw was he's only one of three hitters in baseball history to hit a home run off Tarek Skubal when he's down 0-2. That is that I'm assuming the other two were like Barry Bonds in his prime and Manny Ramirez in his prime. Like that's just a
and Skubal's actually 48 years old.
He's 152. He's a vampire. But that's just that's an insane stat. And then Hosey gets the big home run. Guardians now 81-71. Let's go ahead and hit the impressive update because I like to feel jazzed.
The Guardians are in the thick of the playoff race as we speed closer to October.
Angel hits a high fly ball deep left field. Gone! A grand slam! And the Guardians have shocked the Astros. Hammer deep left center field. Gone! Gabby Arias with a big three-run homer. Line drive left center field. Book it. Manzardo walks him off in the 10th.
For the latest on the Guardians' hunt for October, here's Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin.
Now that the Gardos are 10 games above 500, 3.5 games back in the division, 2 games back with a couple games pending right now in the wild card, and I know that this is prisoner of the moment, so I'm saying this, but that music got me jazzed up. All right, Alyssa's incredible read. Alyssa from the Q Morning Show, incredible read. The Guardians win. Why does it feel like the AL Central is so much more winnable right now than a damn wild card spot?
Oh, because you're 3.5 out, and then you got 3 games against Detroit still, and over the past 3 months, you've been a much better baseball team than the Tigers. And there's just no other way to look at it. If I have to watch McKinstry have any more at-bat, that's not a professional baseball hitter. For 3 months, he's absolutely stunk up the joint, and this is what the Tigers have to offer. Mixed with the fact that they tried getting bullpen help, that bullpen's absolute trash right now for Detroit. Like, I mean, there's so many ways that they're gettable, and they're very vulnerable right now as well, and the Guardians are playing outstanding baseball on top of it. There's not a doubt in my mind right now the Guardians are a better baseball team than the Tigers.
I actually disagree. I think McKinstry should play every game for the next
couple weeks here. He's not a professional baseball hitter.
I also think
wild to me.
I think what's informing the divisional hope right now isn't just that you just swept them, including getting a huge win over Tarek Skubal today. It's that in the last three games, or in the last, this week, you've chipped away more at the division than you have the damn wild card spot, because until last night, no matter what you've done, you've been 3.5 games back.
But it just feels like you just have to get through one team, and that's much different than the wild card where we got multiple teams in front of us, and we're trying to scratch and claw, and we're playing some teams that are actually seem like they're playing good baseball. Hey, the Tigers aren't playing good baseball right now. They haven't for 2 months. It really is. If you're a Tigers fan, you got to be sick to your stomach the way that that team is trying to just limp to the finish line and get themselves all set up. In fact, I can make an argument. The only encouraging thing that Tigers fans could go off of with today is the idea that Skubal, who I thought was going to try to take it easy dealing with that injury, he was battling. Like he was really trying to win instead of just coasting to get to the playoffs and just kind of make the playoffs the everything.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on this. Guardians get the big win. They've swept the Detroit Tigers. Now we've got the Minnesota series coming up. And, of course, another series against the Tigers. And then you've got the Rangers to finish this out. We're just going to do the vibe check. Where are you guys at with where the Guardians are at? We got Futech is going to move to 520 because it just didn't feel right to talk college football after that kind of win. But this is the thing. Like I told you going into today, for this week, it's like, oh, you won the first game. Cool. Oh, I got super excited about it. That's a great win. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you won the second game. It's like, well, but tomorrow. Now it's like, Okay, just don't screw it up against Minnesota.
Well, that's the big thing, right? Like, Minnesota, they've laid down and died. They're giving you, it's the equivalent to playing the White Sox to me. It's going to be an easy series. You can't sleep on it. But the Guardians are giving me no reason, as they just continue to win, that they're going to sleep on it.
Yeah, and I think it's funny, man. Like, I still can't flex my muscles too much because the offense is getting just enough.
Well, so let's talk about that for a second, because the starting pitching over the previous 13 games, Nick, okay, 13 games, the stretch where they've gone 12-1, they have a 1.30 ERA in that stretch.
Yep.
They have been, you can't hit them. You can't hit them. And so, and like, listen, we don't have, it's not five Bob Gibsons out there. Like, you know, Slade Ciccone's nice, but let's be realistic about what some of these players are. They're pitching out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And so you do wonder when that's going to come back down to earth, but it shouldn't come back down to earth against Minnesota. And I've already lambasted Detroit's lineup for longer than I need to today. Like, these are very relatively easy lineups to go up against, all things considered. So the pitching should still be in form.
Can we all just take a beat here and remember that this is why the lead up to the postseason in baseball is as good as it gets? It really is. Like, I know the NFL, whether you're a great team or a bad team, week 18 doesn't mean anything anymore. December at large is great, but that first week of January stinks. You go to the NBA, where it's like three teams are playing for something. I shouldn't say three teams, but it feels like three teams are on the line one way or another. Here, I mean, Detroit could, because of the way they go Braves on the road, mm-hmm. then the Guardians, they have the home series against the Braves. Then they go Guardians on the road, and then Red Sox on the road to finish out the Rays. If they lose the wrong amount of games, they're not going to fall back in a wild card spot. They're going to fall back on not being in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a realistic chance that they just blow out on even making it to the postseason, which is wild. And baseball thought it had a problem. Because if you look at the NL side of things, Phillies are up by 12 games over the Mets in the East. The Brewers have the Central all but locked up as well. NL West is basically the Dodgers, and it's a little tighter, but it's not really much of a competition. Baseball thought all these actual division series were just going to be locked up, and I remember 3-4 weeks ago having discussions with people about that idea and how criminal this was for baseball not to have any juice, and now we've turned it into juice.
And Mac just texted, the Red Sox just finished off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you are now 1.5 games behind the last wild card spot, because the Mariners now move into second place, the second wild card spot, and the Red Sox move down to the last one. Let's go, man. This is awesome. Like, this is... And listen, day games during a stretch run do vex me to no end. But the byproduct is we get to talk about it in real time on air. And you said something in the last segment that I think is just so cool about this. Your best players won you this game.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez with a big two-run home run. And Tanner Bibee, who has been as ebb and flow as you can get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.
This year goes out there and delivers a really, really nice performance. And don't forget, you didn't have Cade Smith. So, Hunter Gaddis
got in.
Got the save for tonight.
Yeah.
And Gascan Gaddis scares the living crap out of me every time he gets on the mound, because he's got a bit of Brian Shaw to him, and he re-slams the door in the ninth inning.
I mean, no, it is. It's Bibee going toe-for-toe with Skubal, and then on top of it, you know, J-Ram has come under fire recently for the idea. Just people think that he's just not as clutch in big-time moments, et cetera, whatever that nonsense is. Like, these are the moments you point to. Like, you remember these moments when we talk about it in the offseason, when we talk about it, if they do, in fact, go to the postseason, you remember you know, the game three against the Tigers in a really a must win moment, and J-Ram hitting this home run in the seventh to right field. You'll remember this.
Now, it should be noted, while we're having this conversation, you still have zero margin for error.
No, you have to play the same way they've been doing it now for 2 months. You have to play this same exact way. I mean, I'd love the offense gave him a little bit more help in any given day. Like, it does kind of feel like at some point you're going to have the pitching maybe just run out of the juice that it's been given. But yeah, like this is exciting. They can do this against the Twins and the Tigers. They can do this.
So 10
and then
games,
the Rangers. Rangers 10, might be dead at that point.
10 games to go, 3.5 games in the division, 1.5 in the wild card. What's the record? What's it got to be?
You mean to finish out and actually get in?
Yes.
Out of like 87 wins?
No. I'm talking about for the final 10 games. Sorry.
Oh, final 10?
Some people aren't trying to do the
probably
math.
Probably 7-3, somewhere around there.
I was thinking 7-3 or 8-2.
Yeah, like you really have to play the type of ball, the 700 baseball, 800 baseball that they've been playing now for a month. Like you have to continue to be the team that they've been. It's funny because anyone that you talk to that wants to like heavily talk baseball about this Guardians team goes to the negative run differential, this might be the worst offensive Guardians team we've seen since the early 90s when it's all said and done. Like the there's just no hope with this offense, but they just keep winning games because this starting pitching has just come to life in such a way.
Well, and the bullpen also, it's funny because it's kind of been a bad year for bullpens. I think the Guardians have like this is like the third best ERA, maybe since the All-Star break. I can't remember what the starting period on that was. And they have like a 3.5 ERA for the bullpen.
Yeah.
And it's like last year, they had like a sub-2 ERA in the bullpen for the entire season. And this year, it's like, for the last 2 months, I think it is, you've got a 3.5 ERA.
Yeah, it's definitely it's normalized in a way. They actually, this month, like for just this month, they have a 1.77 FIP. Mm-hmm. That's best in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, again, you can cherry pick whichever stat you want, but when you're the best, and I always care about that stat in particular, when you're the very best in baseball at that, when it comes to the bullpen, like, yeah, you have faith in it, and which is odd because I think people are listening and they think to themselves, well, I've seen Cade Smith blow a lot of games. I have no faith in Hunter Gattis. How many conversations have we had about Tim Herron? But it's like the actual juice of it and the heart of it is when they've been able to hand the ball off from the starter to their bullpen, they've had a lot of success in the previous 35, 40 days.
Word of caution is not to you and me, because I know you and I aren't going to do this. Do not jump the shark. It is logical when you have this run that they're doing to immediately go, do you think they're going to do anything in the playoffs? You cannot answer that question today because they're not in the playoffs.
Well, it also doesn't. We've done so much history and so much in trying to translate like what does actually go from the end of the season into the postseason. I always think about the 2000 Yankees with this because they finished out the season they were 3-15 over their final 18 games, and then they won the World Series. Like, yeah. We just have enough to know that how you're playing before the postseason starts, and then when you get to the postseason, not really a thing.
I also think if you go to, well, can they do anything in the playoffs? You're already cheapening whatever this is we're witnessing. And they're still, I mean, I want to say after today, I did not think to look at it in the break, but coming into yesterday's game, they had a 14.7% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the last two wins have jumped this up a little bit, but like the truth is, this is still an insane accomplishment if they do it. 1.5 games is an ass load to make up with 10 games to go.
Yeah.
3.5, it doesn't feel, because we're so used to that number not seeming gigantic when you have 10 games to play. That is an incredible amount of ground to make up. It's doable. You've got the chance. Your chances have never been better after this series win. But don't leapfrog this and go to the thing that we do sometimes as sports fans and in sports talk, where it's like, so you're going to do anything in the playoffs? That should not be the focus. That becomes the focus when they clinch this. And only by, when I say clinch, it's going to come down to the final game or two. That's the way this is very likely to do. I don't think you're winning a wild card game by two games or the division by two games. So that's my word of caution. Don't do the thing we always do, which is, well, but they're not going to win the World Series, or they are going to win the World. No. Let them accomplish this, because this will be an insanely huge comeback if they do it.
I'm going to call out Guardians fans right now, though, because this is a very important game, and I'm not having a lot of people knocking on our doorstep to try to get invested in this one, but we want to hear from you. Like, I feel like this should be the type of game where if you're leaving work or you're just trying to have a baseball convo, like, this is it. Now's your time. Like, it's not as if they haven't made themselves relevant in this race down the stretch, and they got 10 games to prove us right or wrong.
Is that revisionist history, too?
Which part?
I didn't know. Ken and Anthony say it so much. I was just trying to wonder what revisionist history was. 216-474-0092. I guess we're going to continue to go back here. What chance do you give the Cleveland Guardians to come back and steal the division? Because now you can talk about it. With three more games to go against Detroit, with many games to go against teams that are fading, this is now it's real after this sweep. We'll give you the updated playoff percentages from a few outlets when we come back on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.